Now, on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Charlie Pierce and Paula Poundstone, they both have 3 points. Roxanne Roberts has 2.
All right. Roxanne, you are in third place, as surprising as that may be. You're up first. The clock, Roxanne, will start when they begin your first question, fill in the blank. With Osama bin Laden out of the picture, Egyptian terrorist Saif al-Adel has been named as the interim head of blank.
Al-Qaeda.
Right. On Thursday, federal meteorologists predicted that this year up to 10 blanks would form in the Atlantic.
Hurricanes.
Right. After the U.S. hit the $14.29 trillion limit, the White House increased pressure on Congress to raise the blank.
Debt ceiling.
Right. CBS announced that it was replacing Two and a Half Men star Charlie Sheen with actor blank.
Ashton Kutcher.
Right. Even though he'd bought 2 tickets, a Welsh man was barred from getting on his commuter train this week with blank.
Oh, with his pony.
His pony, yes. The New York Times and AP reported that the head of NBC Sports, blank, has resigned this week.
Dick Ebersole?
Right. After 23 years, Fox announced it was canceling that criminal-seeking TV show, blank.
America's Most Wanted.
Right. In addition to guidelines for dealing with outbreaks of things like swine and bird flu, this week the CDC posted guidelines for dealing with blank.
Diaper rash.
No. The CDC posted guidelines for dealing with the zombie apocalypse.
The centers, before or after the rapture?
I'm not sure. The Centers for Disease Control's guide is called Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse, with the slogan, get a kit, make a plan, be prepared. They stress the importance of planning, quote, where you would go if zombies started appearing outside your doorstep. It's nice to know the CDC has a sense of humor. It's troubling that they also posted a guide for zombies, warning that if you eat a brain, rare or medium rare, you do so at your own risk. Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had a great round, Ooh. Peter. 7 correct answers Whoa. For 14 more points. She now has 16 points, and Roxanne has the lead.
We have flipped a coin. Paul is elected to go last. Charlie, you are up next. Fill in the blank. In a speech at the State Department on Thursday, President Obama called on blank to return to its 1967 borders.
Israel.
Right. From his New York jail cell, Dominique Strauss-Kahn resigned his post as the head of the blank.
IMF.
Right. International Monetary Fund. While her husband was off commanding the space shuttle, blank successfully underwent surgery this week.
Gabrielle Giffords.
Right. Joe Biden was among those in attendance as Rahm Emanuel was inaugurated as the new mayor of blank.
Mayor of Chicago.
Right. Official Chinese media reports are warning consumers to beware of a new food safety threat. Blank.
Cheese.
Exploding watermelons. After hosting the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon for 45 years, comedian Blank announced he was retiring.
Jerry Lewis.
Right. On the Forbes list of the most powerful celebrities, Lady Gaga beat out Blank, who slipped to second place.
Oprah.
Right. For men who hate taking the time to put on both jeans and underwear, a clothing manufacturer in Japan has come up with a new product they're calling Blank.
Commando jeans.
Gender pants. Yes. They're blue jean style underpants, basically the love child of a pair of jeans and tighty whities, and they make the wearers look like they're wearing an extremely uncomfortable pair of Daisy Dukes. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Well, Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, but Roxanne still has the lead with 16.
All right. How many, then, does Paula need to win?
7 correct answers.
Here we go, Paula. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Al-Qaeda released a posthumous audio recording from blank.
Osama bin Laden.
Right. Security forces said Wednesday that the wife and daughter of Libyan leader blank had fled to Tunisia.
Gaddafi.
Right. The FBI is investigating whether Unabomber Ted Kaczynski was responsible for poisoning Chicago-area blank capsules in 1982.
Tylenol.
Right. The father-in-law of French First Lady Carla Bruni revealed in an interview this week that she is blank.
Pregnant.
Right. Chicago man was charged with possession of a dangerous animal for owning an alligator that he used to blank.
Rob Banks.
Impress girls. Yeah. eBay buyers bid tens of thousands of dollars for the blank Princess Beatrice wore at the royal wedding.
For the hat.
Yes, the big, strange, loopy one. After a Florida bank robber yelled out, put the money in the bag, he was forced to leave without any money when it was revealed that blank.
I don't know. That the bag was the only thing he had on.
Nope. He had forgotten the bag. Joseph Allen Price thought he had everything he needed for his bank robbery. He had a hold-up note all written out, and he had his getaway bicycle chained up outside. Turns out, his bicycle, yes. Turns out he'd forgotten the most important thing, though, the bag, you know, with the dollar sign on it. When no one else in the bank had a bag to give him, Price gave up on his heist and pedaled away, only to be apprehended by police a few minutes later. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Well, she needed 7 correct answers, but Paula had just 5 correct answers. So with 16 points,
here it is.
Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Happened again.
Well done, Roxanne.